This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, back to Email Wednesday with Jeff and Amanda.
Okay, I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be in this predicament. Your child or anybody. It could be an adult who has a special birthday coming up, although every birthday is special. And it's in the middle of a lockdown, a stay-at-home order. Now, this woman who wrote us, she said, I've been brainstorming ideas, but she's kind of come up dry. Her daughter is turning 16 next week. They had a limo. They were going to take her into New York City. Obviously, that is not happening. They were going to put all her friends in it. So she's asking if Amanda or I or anybody listening has any really clever ideas. She wants this to still be a special birthday for her soon-to-be 16-year-old daughter.
From our text club, buy her a car. That's what all 16-year-olds want anyways. She won't even care about not having a party.
Okay, the woman probably just turned her radio off on us. That's a thought, too. I mean, we have the technology.
Katie texted and said on April 9th, she's attending two different drive-by birthday parades.
That's become popular, too.
She said, we're just going to drive by, wave, and beep.
She has a limo rented anyway. Put her daughter in the limo. And you know how you see this in movies all the time, and famous people do it, where they stand up so the top half of their body is through the roof of the limo and drive around waving and yelling to her friends and maybe...
Oh, so instead of a parade, she is
yes,
the parade.
Yes, she... Exactly.
That's cute.
But you know, I still like the idea, sort of a scavenger hunt in the backyard or in the house where I was thinking about this. Suppose there were 16 gifts in all, a combination of family members and her closest friends. And you would prepare a little description of some hints on where to find each one. And if it's from somebody who's like a family member who is in the house, they could read them to her and let her go and try to find the gift. And if it's one of her friends, they could videotape, you know, the list of hints.
Oh, that's a cute idea. Have each person like read a hint about where it's hidden.
Yes.
That actually sounds really awesome.
Well, I feel like we actually, for a change, accomplished something here today.
Doesn't happen often.